As we begin chapter 2 of Malachi, verse 1 says, "And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you." Here we see that the threat which God makes to these disobedient priests is called a commandment. It is a commandment because God ordains it and causes it to be carried out as he desires. And the threat that he's talking about is given in verses 2 and 3. Verse 2 says, "If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart to give a glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart." Failing to render glory to God would result in a curse being sent upon them. This is a fundamental Old Testament theme: blessing for obedience, cursing for disobedience. Chapter 1, verse 14 says, "But cursed be the deceiver." And we find that in Deuteronomy chapter 27 and 28, many curses are given. Curses are common in the Old Testament. Here he says, "I will curse your blessings." These were not restricted to material blessings only, but included all the blessings of God. This included the fact that the blessings pronounced by the priest over the people would also be nullified. And he says, "I've cursed him already." The curse has already begun to work. God can turn a curse into a blessing, as in the case of turning Balaam's curse into a blessing. But here we see that this same God can turn a blessing into a curse. We must close our lesson at that point. Till next time, this is N.C. Crouch saying, goodbye, friends.